Dr. Paul, welcome to Against the Wind, Doctors in Science Under Fire. Today's episode features talks given at the Freedom Rally in Portland, Oregon. Drew Leda, an activist on behalf of Free Oregon, focuses on our civil liberties, the fact that Oregon is at the heart of the beast that is trampling our rights and our freedoms. We then hear from attorney Thomas Renz. He is nationally representing COVID-19 whistleblowers, and he brings important data. He is involved with the suit against DHHS, and they want to stop vaccinating children 15 and under. What he mentions is, all we need is courage. Yours truly, my presentation on my journey, some of my data, that's presented as well. And then this is topped off with Kevin Jenkins, civil liberties giant. He is the CEO and founder of the Global Health Alliance, co-producer of Medical Racism, The New Apartheid, and Standing in the Gap for Our Children is his main motto, along with Find Your God Courage and Just Say No to Fear and Yes to Love and Hope. Enjoy the show. Dr. Paul here, coming to you from the heart. I've been reflecting about why I became a pediatrician. I remember back in medical school thinking, I'm going to be a family doc. I want to take care of as many people as possible. And then I did my internal medicine rotations, and frankly, the frustration of taking care of adults who were drinking, smoking, and would not make lifestyle changes to help their own health, it just felt futile. Then I had my pediatrics rotation. Oh my goodness, it was a slam dunk. I knew this was my career choice. I love kids, and I even appreciated how sincere and genuine parents are when they're dealing with a child who's struggling with any sort of health condition. And so it was like the perfect career for me. I will always be a pediatrician. I just love kids, I love families, I love focusing on wellness. I have this deep sadness about what's going on in our world today. We've got the American Academy of Pediatrics. I got booted from the American Academy of Pediatrics, but I've been a part of this for 30 years. And they, along with the CDC, the FDA, our government officials, are all coming after our kids. It's like targeting them. We need our kids, they're saying, to get the COVID-19 vaccine. You can see they're pushing it onto the childhood schedule. And this is just tragic. I mean, it makes me really sad because our kids, they're voiceless. They're powerless over this force that's coming at them, and they don't need that vaccine. We have the data. They just are at risk for harm with virtually no benefit. It should always be about informed consent. Our parents need to be empowered, need to have the ability and the right to make healthcare choices for their kids. That's all we want. The best for our kids, the right for parents to make these decisions so their kids can grow up with every opportunity they should be provided in a country like ours.
Mean some greener grass is lowing on an island in the sea. Fresh graffiti crop circles on the beach. A phoenix taking flight, shining brighter than the beast. Now draw the outline of peace and crumble sand castles as we channel in the streams. I've got a reason and a rhyme. I'm setting grievances aside and being greeted by.
As she said, my name's Drew Leda. I'm here from Free Oregon, and our name inculcates our cause. We are here to free Oregon. I'm sorry, I got to get a picture of this, because when people ask me, Drew, what keeps you motivated every day? If you guys could be having the view that I have from here, as I watch Oregonians rising up, joining hands with people without regard to what political party or affiliation they had or where they stood before this, as long as we're standing hand in hand moving forward, it is the most beautiful thing in the world. We are currently engaged in self-rescue. Look to the people to your right and to your left. That is who is coming to save us. As everybody knows, it took a lot of fear and a lot of hate to get us where we're at here today. The antidote to this is the opposite of this. Courage and love, as you heard Dr. Ely so eloquently enunciate. This is going to take courage to fix. I see so much courage before me. You guys have inspired those around you. People who aren't even going to have a chance to be here today are watching what's going on in Portland, Oregon, the heart of the beast. The whole rest of the nation is watching what we're up to right now, as they wonder if socialism is going to find a way to push its way outward. We're showing them that we are stopping it here. How long ago was it that we wouldn't have even considered coming together, meeting here, and discussing things like medical freedom? And she's right. People have been fighting for medical freedom, somewhat in the trenches and somewhat alone, starting in 2015, when the attacks against our medical rights actually began. If you remember a little bill called SB 442, that people were pushed back against because it would eliminate informed consent from the brochures handed out to parents, explaining to them the dangers of what could happen to our children. The next generation is the most important thing we have to protect, and I'm not talking about the youngest among us, although they must be defended. I'm talking about those who haven't come yet. Because if freedom dies in America, that will be a tragedy, but the real tragedy begins when the first American is born without them. We must come together. Free Oregon came together based on the idea of finding local activists already making a difference in their community and handing them a big microphone with a camera on it so they could show and inspire people throughout the rest of the state what is possible when people come together in courage and love. Oregon's first town hall, virtual town hall, we had eight whole attendees on it. And look at what we've been able to accomplish since, working with Children's Health Defense and all the other organizations that are looking to make sure that you own yourself. Looking around, I see a lot of love between us. I know we love ourselves. I don't think our government does. I think they have somehow lost sight of the fact that they exist to protect our lives, our liberty, our property, and our prosperity. You guys give me so much hope. You recharge everybody that's around you in these actions. So please remember to get active in these groups. Donate to the people who are taking care of these next generation of children who are so drastically affected by these measures that are pressed against us. You guys are wonderful. I love you. God bless you and God bless Oregon.
Partition are in ways that are measured. To harvest every last piece of it, even if you feel there isn't meaning in the reasoning, and even if you lack the seasoning, you gotta find the flavor and the natural to be this thing. It's as real as it seems.
You see, look at this, look at how many people are here. You know, I didn't know what to expect coming out to Portland. I've not been here before. By the way, it's a beautiful place. Looks like we need to do a little bit of cleanup here and there. But, you know, what are you going to do?
You're tall.
Yeah, well, I'm an ogre. I mean, my wife calls me Shrek. So, by a show of hands, anybody out here a racist? How about sexist? Bigots, homophobes, anti-whatever, something? Okay. That's odd. Trudeau called us all of that. And you're all being called that frequently because you want freedom, right? You know what I didn't ask? I didn't ask about your political affiliation because I don't care. I didn't ask whether or not you believe in climate change or gun control or anything else because I don't care. What I'm here to talk to you about is something that should unite all of us. Freedom. things that I was wondering about and I was a little bit confused by is, you know, during the lockdowns, and particularly I think it matters out here in Portland, right? So we had a lot of people who were out marching and doing other such things related to what they felt was oppression, right? Right? I mean, I'm a criminal justice reform guy. I believe in it. It needs done. Criminal justice is not, it's not fair to everybody. But while people were out there, and some people were supporting that, other people were causing trouble and breaking things. But while they were doing that, it was interesting to me. Because they were out supporting things like criminal justice reform, saying that they were being oppressed, and then wouldn't put their masks on. What could be more oppressive than forcing you to take an injection? What could be more oppressive than telling you that you can't breathe air because you have to wear one of these? And does it even make sense? You know, I had someone, I walked into the hotel last night. I was walking through the lobby to the elevator to go to my room. Now, mind you, in the lobby, there's a bar with people sitting with no mask drinking. But they said, you've got to wear a mask to walk through the lobby. COVID only affects people under 4 foot tall or over 4 foot tall. It's like, you know, if you're above, this is idiocy, okay? This is absolute idiocy, and I don't know what else to say about it. So we're fighting for justice, but I also wanted to, especially here, I wanted to bring a message of unity, right? We don't care what color you are. We don't care what your faith is. We don't care who you are. If you can't control what happens to your body, then you are enslaved. And it's the worst type of enslavement. It's absolutely the worst type, because then you have no control over anything. So we're fighting for that. We're fighting for freedom. We're fighting for justice. Now, if anybody knows anything about my work, we've been working very hard to expose the truth of what's happening. We've been blessed to have a lot of people come forward and to trust us as whistleblowers, to trust us to get their message out, to trust us to use their data and their information. And there's more. Every day, the number of whistleblowers I have coming forth, mind-blowing. The data we have is incredible and indisputable. Now, here's the problem, though. We have people who, you know, are aware of this data. They're the politicians, you know, and they're either aware or should be aware. But they're ignoring it. They're ignoring it. I saw a sign over here and I said hi to the mother of a young lady who unfortunately didn't survive the jab. We had Maddie come up here and speak. We have people all over the place. There's no shortage of testimonies to the number of people injured and killed by this. There is VAERS. It shows thousands of deaths. Maybe you think VAERS is not reliable. Okay. So I've got CMS whistleblowers, Social Security Administration whistleblowers, whistleblowers on whistleblowers that say thousands, even more thousands of deaths. Okay, you don't believe those either. Well, now I have a group of soldiers who have put their names on, who have videotaped themselves taking this data off of the computers that shows that the government knows that there are thousands and thousands of people being killed, maimed, and injured. When do they start believing? When do they start believing? The thing is it's not a matter of belief. Our elected officials, in many cases, it's not a matter of them believing us. It's a matter of them trying to cover up the truth. They have people who have bought them off and who have done everything that they can to try and get people to sell out and to ignore the truth of what's happening.
15 people kicking the
We have got to do something about this. We right here, this is the solution, right? So we've got lawsuits, and we're going to have more. I'm suing everybody, and we're going to sue everybody some more. I just noticed this. I see the greatest sign ever. It says, Bill Gates is a turd. So that means that Biden dropped a Gates in his pants at the Vatican, right? Okay, that's so wrong. Oh, my wife's gonna scold me again. You should be better than that. I know, that's too easy. Okay, so I'm gonna use that from now on. Biden dropped a Gates in his pants. That somehow needs to go viral. Can we make that go viral on Twitter? I don't know. God, that's funny. I'm childish and, you know, what can I do? So we're going to keep fighting. We're going to keep suing people. We got a whole bunch of suits in the works, a whole bunch of new things coming. But I want to stress that message of unity that I started with, right? And the reason that that's more important than ever is that as the truth continues to come out, and believe me, we will make sure it comes out. There is nothing that anyone can do to intimidate, scare, push, or quiet us. The truth will come out. Jessica, Maddie, and thousands of other people who have emailed me and sent me their pictures, their texts, their messages that have burned just a hole in my soul deserve that. We'll stop never. There will be justice for these people. But with justice, we also have to find healing, because there's going to be millions of people who are mad because they've been lied to and couldn't believe it. There's going to be millions of people who are permanently injured, disabled, suffering from what's happened, from a lie that they didn't know better than, right? We're going to have to heal. We're going to have to come together. We're going to have to say, listen, I'm sorry you got lied to. Let's come together as a country. Let's come together as a people. Let's heal. We're going to have to support. We're going to have to find ways to support people like Maddie. As opposed to some scumbag piece of trash doctor telling her she's nuts. Yeah. We're going to have to find a support system. Yeah. We're going to have to stand behind people like this who've been injured. We're going to have to stand behind. And for the people who, right now, I've asked this at a few different rallies. Have any of you ran across, did any of you know any, say, 45-year-old people who just dropped dead for no apparent reason? Yeah. Cancer, heart attacks, strokes, things that are unusual for people that age group, right? There you go. Got a doctor down here telling us 30-year-olds with brain tumors within 6 months of getting the jab, which fits with our DMED data that showed a 300% increase in cancer. Right? Oh, by the way, here's your response, because a lot of doctors have said to me, they said, and I really want you guys to hear this. So a lot of doctors have said to me, they said, well, that doesn't make sense. Cancer is very slow to develop. So my first response is, why is it that we follow the data when the data is what you want it to be, but when it shows something else, you don't look at that, right? Follow the data, said Anthony Fauci. Until the data didn't show what he wanted it to say. But the other thing that I'd point out is, remember, this is a new category of drugs. This is new. Pfizer and Moderna have told us. These are gene therapies, right? Brand new, gene therapies. So what's your comparable when you say that it can't develop that fast? What? I mean, the other gene therapies that they forced millions of people to take or tricked them into taking? It's absurd. It's absurd. And now, after all this, as if these forced vaccines, as if all this isn't enough, right now, our president, he's trying to start a war. Speaking of, I hear some drums in the background. And, you know, they're beating the war drums with Biden, I guess, right? You know, let's go start a war with, let's poison our soldiers, watch them get sick, throw the healthy ones out, and then let's start a war with Ukraine or Russia in over the Ukraine, because I don't know, maybe Hunter's got some long lost feelings for some of his women of the night that he worked with over there. That's wrong again, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend, my good friend, Dr. Henry Ely, he's been working real hard, and he put this beautiful document together that he filed last night asking for a grand jury investigation into some things. He did a wonderful job on this document, and I'm so proud to come out here and watch him file it. Now, that is one of the most important things to happen in a while, and let me tell you why. Henry is he's not a lawyer. And despite that, he found something that he could do. He leveraged his talents. He did the homework. He put something together, and he filed a wonderful document. Every one of you has the ability to do something. You know, people like to say, well, I'm not a big lawyer. I'm big, I'm not a big lawyer, though. I mean, a Shrek thing. Yeah. Listen, I'm the master of dad jokes. Don't judge me. You don't have to be important. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to be rich. You have to have the courage to do this. You know how many people said to me, you're going to go to Portland? Yeah. No, why not? Name for me a place that needs someone to go speak and to demonstrate they're not afraid to do it more than Portland. I mean, your governor's so stupid that she's still pushing masks. She didn't even get the DNC memo that you're going to lose the election if you continue to push this. You know, you guys see that? The DNC put that out. Even Biden is getting the memo that you got to back off some of this politically. I mean, and again, I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. Frankly, both parties have supported this nonsense way more than they should. What I care about is that you're for freedom. Before we leave, Jessica's family, Maddie's family, I want you guys to look around. See who you need to support. Back each other. Love each other. We stand against their violence and hatred with love. We stand against it with unity. We stand against this in the spirit of Martin Luther King, Jesus, Mahatma Gandhi, the other leaders that have came before us and shown us that through peaceful resistance we can win and will win. We change hearts and minds through peaceful but forceful resistance. We don't care. We won't be intimidated. When Bull Connor decided to unleash the dogs and hoses on people, they stood their ground. And look at what happened. We have a better country because of it. We have a better country and a better world. We must do the same now. We're going to be attacked more. We're going to be... we might be drunk. We're going to be drugged through the streets in the proverbial sense. We're going to be drugged through the ringer. But we have to stand. This is our time. Our children deserve better. Our families deserve better. I pray for the city of Portland. I pray for the state of Oregon. And I pray for every one of you that are here. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Yourself with authenticity.
What a glorious day. I want to thank these speakers who flew in for us. This is my hometown. I was born at Good Samaritan Hospital 65 years ago, right up the street. I grew up in Africa, and then came back for college, Dartmouth Medical School, pediatric training in California, and landed right back here in Portland, Oregon in 1988. I had no idea when I was a starting out pediatrician, bright-eyed, I'm going to go save these kids, right, that I would be standing here 34 years later with the number one concern being how do we help our parents make good choices for their children. That's what we're facing, is it not? I also learned in medical school that there's something called iatrogenic problems. These are the problems that we the doctors, we the hospitals, create. This is chronic disease, this is hospitalizations, this is deaths caused by us. I want to take you through a very brief history. So in 1999, 23 years ago, a guy by the name of Andrew Wakefield published a paper. You guys heard of him? All right. I've got a t-shirt on that says, Wakefield was right. All right. He just published his findings, right? And that's what we're taught in medical school. We're supposed to look at outcomes. And what he published was that the autistic kids in his practice, he was a pediatric GI specialist, had something different going on in their guts. And he concluded, we need to look at this. There might be an association between vaccines, the MMR in this case, and autism. That's all he did. They pursued him for 10 years and got his license for doing nothing but sharing the truth and the data. He's one of our heroes, absolutely one of our heroes. So a couple years later, 2001, right here in Oregon and across the country, the CDC that makes vaccine recommendations moved the hepatitis B vaccine from teenagers to newborns. You catch You catch hepatitis B from sex and IV drug use. How many of our newborns are doing that? Zero. How many American mothers who are having babies are hepatitis B positive? Less than 1%. So we're going to poison 99% of the babies in America, we're still doing it today, to possibly help less than 1%. But we know who that 1% is anyway because the OBGYNs test. That's when I thought, we've got a problem. These handful of experts at the CDC every year gather in behind a closed door and they tell us what to do. And pediatricians and family practice doctors across the land, I was one of them, we follow those orders as if it's the right thing to do. Well, what about the outcomes? Let's look at that. So in 2004, at the direction of the CDC, they published a study in the main pediatric journal called Pediatrics. William Thompson was the lead author. And they concluded there's no link between MMR and autism. End of story. We should not look at this anymore. Well, a decade later, what happened? William Thompson came out as the whistleblower. Del Bigtree joined forces with Andrew Wakefield, and they produced the movie Vaxxed, the documentary that shows what really happened. That was just the beginning, folks. We were now on the journey to do the real research that needed to happen. That's comparing vaccinated kids to unvaccinated kids. Some of you know I published the book in 2016, The Vaccine Friendly Plan. It's not friendly enough, by the way, but it was a start. And that was the same year that the Vaxxed came out. Within a couple years, the medical board says, prove that the vaccine friendly plan is as safe as the CDC schedule. So I hired an independent expert. We got the data. Every baby born into my practice at Integrated Pediatrics was tallied. We looked at all health outcomes. It was published in a peer-reviewed journal, November of 2020. 5 days after it was published, the Oregon Medical Board took my license. It's okay, folks. It was the best thing that happened, although it was a rough time, because it just created this situation where we know what we've got to do, right? So we are in this fight together. I was reinstated with a couple stipulations, interesting stipulations, by the way. I am not to talk to my patients about vaccines, and I am not to do medical research. Why would the medical board want to stop you from informing your patients, informed consent, and from getting more data? It's a complete puzzle. It's okay. Mine was not the only study. I've been traveling around the country presenting other studies of vaxxed, unvaxxed data. Now, folks, we're not even talking COVID here. We're talking the childhood vaccine schedule that we've always thought was safe and effective. So the next study to come out was Mawson's study. Actually, his was before mine. And what he found was, compared to unvaccinated children, 6 to 12-year-olds done by survey, there was a 4 to 5 times increase in developmental delays, ADD and ADHD, and autism. There was a 30-time increase in allergies. 30 times is 3,000%, folks. Okay, now we've got a couple studies. That's not all. Miller and Hooker have published 2 studies now comparing unvaxxed to vaccines. They found the same exact thing. Massive increases in developmental delays in our vaccinated kids. But that's not all. Then comes the control group. You can go to thecontrolgroup.org and you will be shocked. Looking at the results from 48 states, they found massive increases. Actually, the unvaxxed, which is only 0.24% of our population, less than 0.25% of America is completely unvaxxed. The rest of us have been touched by vaccines. Those unvaccinated people had 0 cancer, 0 heart disease, 0 diabetes. What? That's insane. Absolutely insane. And everything else that we found in these other studies. So folks, we've got a problem, right? And this is, you've been hearing this data. Dell does a good job on his movie. Children's Health Defense is doing an incredible job. Get their daily online journal, The Defender. Watch the shows. I've got mine is on Wednesdays on Against the Wind, doctorsandscience.com. What we need to understand is that the choices we make today, parents, the choices we make today can affect our kids' lives for the rest of their lives. You cannot take these things out, right? So we stand united for what's best for our families. We've got to put kids first. It's shocking to me that we have to fight for the right to do what's best for our own children. We should not be in that position. But no matter what your gender, your race, your sexual orientation, where you come from, what you believe in, political parties, whether you're vaxxed or unvaxxed, it's time to unite. We have one common enemy. The oppressor will not give us our freedom. We have to fight for it. We're battling for our children. And I'll tell you this, as a pediatrician, what I'm seeing is a lot of anxiety and depression. A lot of anxiety and depression. Kids are coming in masked in our state here. I ask them to pull off their masks. They're afraid to take their masks off when given permission. Okay? So what are we going to do as families, as parents? When we are home with these kids, we need to love them. We need to embrace them. We need to touch them. We need to kiss them. We need to talk to them. And we need to teach them how to breathe. If you're feeling stressed, has anybody here felt stressed at all? I do too, in the middle of the night sometimes. And what I've learned is you can take a very deep breath in through your nose. Try it. And exhale through your mouth. Okay. You breathe in love. And you exhale fear. It works, folks. We have the love within us. We have the love around us. We are love. Folks, I'm just going to go off script here for a minute. I think I've got a couple minutes left. Dee Dee, would you come up here? You're just going to have to jump that barrier and walk around.
Jump it?
Yeah. Okay, go under the barrier. Dee Dee works in my office. She also helps me with my schedule, so she keeps me going. We travel and we talk at conferences, and one of her expert areas where she really excels is communication. I struggle with trying to communicate to people I love about this topic of these vaccines or the COVID vaccine, right? How many of you struggle talking to people who don't see it the way you see it? All right. So, almost everybody. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to role play, and we're both parents. We have kids at school, and we just meet after a meeting or a ball game. Here we go. So, Dee Dee.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I just learned that we can now, my son's about to be 5 years old, so I'm going to be able to give him the COVID vaccine.
Oh, darn. Oh. Hey, actually, I was hoping to talk to you about that because I heard that you were considering it, and I wanted to let you know, stopping for a second, y'all, what I want to share is there's 3 approaches that I teach. There's the advocate, the expert, and the personal story. So that's what you're going to see right now. And I said I'm wrong. It's the expert, the advocate, and the personal story. So I just wanted to talk to you. When the vaccine first came out, I was thinking to myself, you know, personally, I didn't want to get it. How are we going to make choices for our kids? I have a lot of information that I can share with you, and I'd like to show you that before you make a decision. These are experts on this topic.
Well, Dee Dee, I don't know that I can trust your information because don't you do massage therapy or something like that? I mean, come on.
Okay, you know, that's ridiculous.
I've been talking to a lot of doctors, and everybody knows this is the thing to do.
Yeah, and you know, I think that's what's hard is in the very beginning, we heard all this information and we were scared and we were fearful. And yes, I do massage and I work in a pediatric clinic and I'm seeing the devastation of what's happening with these shots. So that's all I'm doing is I'm asking you, I'm going to give you the expert information for you to look at.
These shots have been tested. The CDC has made it clear they are safe and effective.
Well, they're not. And that's the part that I think you have to look at. If you are at a rally that I was at today, and you saw a young woman in a wheelchair that was injured by the vaccine, that they're saying it's safe and effective, it's not. Maybe your child will get the vaccine and be just fine, like some are maybe. But we don't know that, and to be putting that in our child and for you not to at least listen to the expert advice. So I'm going to advocate for you. I'm going to ask you, I'm going to call you, I'm going to be there for you. But all I'm asking is that you listen, you do some of the research on your own before you make a decision for your child. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. All right. I'll take a look at your information. Usually I push her a little harder, but I don't want her bawling her eyes out. Right. Should I push harder?
No, but I do want to share something that happened earlier. Someone, I don't remember if it's Dell or who, made a comment about we have to share our stories. All of my life, up until the last few years, I didn't tell people about my own vaccine injury because I didn't want to be made fun of. I had open heart surgery when I was 5 years old because I was given the smallpox shot and my heart stopped. My 22-year-old mother didn't know what to do. Luckily, this was before the 1986 Act. So we had the care, we had the coverage. You would have thought that I, of all people, would have known not to vaccinate my own child. I listened and I was careful, but when my child was 12 and the pediatrician said, now the Hep B is safe for your child, I went ahead and let him get the vaccine. I lost my kid for a couple years. He was suicidal and he was depressed. I allowed that, and that guilt will stay with me forever. Is he healthy now? Is he doing great now? But I'll speak up now because I'm not going to let any other children with at least telling any of you that think it's safe.
Thank you, thank you. So listen, what we're being sold as a vaccine in this COVID thing is not a vaccine. Vaccines prevent transmission. Vaccines prevent infection. This does neither of those things. And in fact, it's causing much more harm than good as the data starts coming out. The problem with that particular vaccine, or any vaccine for that matter, is you can't take it out once you've put it in. So parents, it is on us. They're coming for our six-month-olds next, right? That's what's next. So that from 6 months on, everybody gets these vaccines. And of course, now they're realizing, oh, it doesn't even give protection that lasts more than 3 or 4 months. You're going to have to get boosters for the rest of your life. This is a failed policy that destroys your immune system, turns your body into a spike protein manufacturing factory. What a brilliant idea. So please stand strong, stand in unity, and don't forget to love your kids. Get the masks off their faces, and let's unite in this program.
So be yourself with authenticity. This is the prescription for efficiency. The missing pieces flowing through the body's electricity. Conditioned to forget, so now remember, we're infinite beings. Connected through the innovation.
The reason why you're here is because we are all prepared to what? Wage war for love. Wage war for family. Wage war for our children. Wage war for the very, what? Essence to breathe in love. Am I right? Yeah. Now, I gotta tell you, I don't like polite crowds. So if you're gonna be polite, go back there with the drums. Because see, this is a serious time for serious people that have a vision for the world. Do you have a vision for the world? Yeah. Raise your hands. Keep those hands up. You know why? Because see, when I heard those drums, I didn't think of fear. I didn't think of people that were against us. I said, those are the drums that we're going to use to claim our freedom. You know, the drums of justice, the drums of hope, the drums of love, the drums of freedom. Come on now. I mean, you're still too polite. I'm getting off the stage. I mean, really? This is a beautiful day, beautiful people. The world is on fire, and guess what? It's not about winning. It's about never allowing it to happen again. Now, come closer and lock arms with each other. Come on. We're going to show the power of we. We're going to show the power of we. Lock arms. I told you I'm in charge when I'm up on stage. I always tell y'all that. Now, you know, I know all of you have been turning on your TVs. I know you've been sneaking and doing it. I know. You still want to hear all that bad news every day. But the reason why I asked you to lock arms, because see, when we lock arms, the energy is powerful. You see how the drums just got silent back there? You see how it got silent back there? Now, I normally don't pay that any attention, but I'm going to take advantage of the drums today. Now, listen. Our children need us to stand in the gap for them. This country needs us to find our God courage. This country needs us to elevate our consciousness so anybody that's seeking to do anything evil on the planet, they just disappear. They just disappear. And that's what I'm feeling. Everybody's all happy. They're taking the mask of our kids. Shame on you. You know why? Because guess what? We should have never allowed it to happen. You put the mask of shame on your kids because you were living in fear. And no more fear. Fear is over today. I want to hear it. No more fear. No more fear. No more fear. Only love and hope. Now, when you leave here today, you got a lot of work to do, because I know some of you were afraid to come down to Portland. Oh my God, they're just going to destroy us. When I heard that, I said, Catherine, they got to go reclaim Portland. They got to go reclaim their territory. They got to go reclaim their land. Now, you have to understand something. This water is beautiful to you, but this water reminded me of the ancestors where I come from, my ancestors. They came across the Atlantic in the bottom of a ship. And when they came from underneath that ship, there was not a son of love. There was not a son of hope. It was a son of horror. But you know what they did? They moved past their fears. And you know what else they did? They ran and sought freedom. So they had to run across another plot of water. Another plot of what? A lake or whatever. But you know what they did? They came back. They came back for the people that they left behind. And we should never leave anybody behind. Never. Are you going to leave anybody behind? So now, guess what? The unvaccinated, the vaccinated, it doesn't mean anything. 60 some odd years ago, I could not go into a diner because they said I was unclean. 60 years ago, they said I could not, what, go to schools where your kids went because they said I was not intelligent enough. And guess what? I was not. I was a disease. And they're doing it all over again to all of us as Americans. And we cannot ever let that happen. 60 some odd years ago, I had to sit in the back of the bus because they said I was unclean. Now they're telling me I can't come into restaurants because I'm unclean. Now they're telling me I can't travel because I'm unclean. Now they're telling me, guess what? If you say anything that represents freedom, we're going to take your money from you. Now here's the deal. Are you ready to boycott that or what? Yeah. Are you ready to boycott that? Yeah. Now, I don't know what's happening in this country. All of a sudden, all the politicians, they got smart. Well, we don't need the mask anymore. No. What they're feeling is the fact that God is in the midst of all of this right now. See, all of you are chosen for this moment. All of you are ordained by God for this moment. All of you understand deep in your soul that this is the right place to be on the planet. Because I know what, because this is my new tribe. I have friends tell me all the time, well, Kevin, what you doing on those white people? I said, well, you know what I'm doing on those white people? I'm fighting for God. I'm fighting for my children. I'm fighting for your children. Now, isn't that interesting? These are the same black people who talk about systemic racism telling me what I'm doing with all you white people. And I want you to be comfortable with the fact that it is all right to disagree with each other. It's all right not to always understand everything. But guess what? Don't you feel it in the air? Don't you feel the mystic, what did Bob Marley say? The mystic, natural, there you go. There you go. Now, I gotta tell you something. Don't you feel it? I know I do. I just feel it every day I get up in the morning. Every day I look at my children, every day I look at my wife, every day I look at your children, every day I look at you, something just magical happens to me. I just feel it right here in my soul. See, my grandmother Lily Mae Jenkins said, if you want to find God, you go inward. You want to find God, you listen to his voice. You want to find God, you look at another human being and say, what? I love you. I love you. I love all of you. People say, Kevin, how do you travel so much? I say, well, you didn't ask Jesus. Jesus died for us. If he traveled everywhere, I'm traveling everywhere. You understand that? Now, I want to say something to you. I think you all, in Portland, you've been too nice. You know, I came in today, I was like, wow, this is a beautiful day. But y'all, as soon as y'all heard y'all drums, y'all did like this. They're like, what are these people going to do? Those are lost souls. They'll find their way back home. God will whisper in their ear in the middle of the night and tell them it's wrong. Yeah. You need to be working with those people. You need to be loving those people. Amen. You need to be telling those people it's all right. If I don't know something, please tell me what I need to know to save my child, to save my life, to save my job. And all of you people that have lost your jobs, you've lost your jobs because you stood up for what was right. Amen. And it is our job to stand up for you. And that is what I am prepared to do with the rest of my life, stand up for you. Not because you're white, not because you're black, not because you're Jewish, not because you're Greek. What the hell is wrong with us? You still are buying that nonsense? Are you? We are one people. And we have to stop using their language. You are not my black friend. You're not my white friend, you are my friend. We have to stop it, because we are the ones that are feeding it. Stop feeding hate, but start sharing love. When I was traveling the country, I've traveled 250,000 miles. Something is wrong with me. Literally, something is wrong. But you know what? When I talked to that woman in the diner holding her child, I didn't talk to her because she was a white woman. I talked to her because she was a concerned parent about how she was going to feed her child. How she was going to protect her child from the tyrannical people that were attempting to wipe the very existence of who she was and her child away from this planet. I got 5 minutes, but I'm going to have fun on this 5 minutes. Now, you know, I get up every morning and I ask God to give me the ability to communicate with people in an open way that they would understand what this is really all about. This is about saving the planet. This is about saving the species that God has created. Do you guys understand that? Do you really understand that? Now, are you prepared to fight for it? That's right. God so loved the world. You know, isn't it funny, as I stand up here, after we have gone through this horror the last 2 years, that it all boiled down to loving God. I really got to tell you, one day it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was on the stage, all radicalized, and I looked out into the crowd. I said, what would Martin Luther King do? What would Malcolm X do? What would Ida B. Wells do? What would Paul Robeson do? What would my grandmother do? You know what we would? You know what they would do? They would be standing right in the middle of this and saying, we are going to fight for every human being to be free. Yeah. So all of these people talking about racism, and talking about we should hate each other. This is not about race, folks. This is not about race. This is not about class. It is about power and control and money. Go home. Unlock those doors. Go home. Raise those shades. Go home. Hug your neighbor. Go home. Speak the truth to power. Go home and stand in the middle of your block and say, we will not tolerate it anymore. Never again. So now what they're trying to do is put you to sleep. I got to leave you with this because some of you went back to sleep already when they took the mask off. Y'all, everything's getting better. No. They are just getting started. They are just getting started. And you know what they're saying about Americans? Yeah, they talk about freedom, but they don't believe in it. Yeah, they talk about the flag, but they don't believe in it. Yeah, they talk about what a lovely country they live in, but they don't believe in it. It's time to start sending a message to the world and saying what? We but what?
Believe.
We believe in what?
Freedom.
We believe in what?
Freedom.
We believe in what?
Freedom.
Now, that is what you should be selling to your kids.
Yeah.
Go home today. Grab your child.
Yeah.
Sit him down and say, let me explain to you why I'm fighting for you. Let me explain to you why I love you. Let me explain to you that the only person or anything you should be listening to is what God says to you in your heart.
Yeah.
It's just a wonderful time. It's our time. It's our time to rebirth the world. It's our time to make it what we always wanted it to be. A place where we can live and thrive and be human.
Yeah.
And that is the thing that motivates me every day. Now get closer. I'm gonna put you to work. I'm gonna put him to work. I'm gonna put him to work. I love those drums. Hey, I love
them.
And listen, you know what we gonna do before I finish? I want the drums to go without the sound of freedom. So you ready? On three, I want you to scream freedom so loud they hear you and sell them where we're not at. One, two, three.
Freedom!
One more time. One, two, three.
Freedom!
Now you see how magical those drums go with that? We should actually invite them down here to play the drums right here. And then they'll find God and find truth and find love and find passion. Then they'll see black and white getting together, right? Because we choose freedom, right? We love freedom, right? We love God, right? We love our children, right? We love America, right? We love love, right? Raise those hands. Keep playing those drums back there. You're going wonderfully with this. Now, I want you to look at each other. And you know what we have to do. We have to send this message to the world. Hold each other now while we're here. Don't be afraid. See, show the world that we are unified. The power of we, not the word they. They masked my kids. They took my jobs. They. That's slave narrative. And guess what? When my ancestors came across that Atlantic, they didn't say they. They said, we're going to fight for our freedom. We're going to run, and then we're going to go back and get the people that we love. Now, I want you to look at each other. You got hype. You're not holding hands up there. Now, there you go. Now, there you go. Don't worry about the drums. They're going away. Now, I want you to look at each other, and I want to hear it across this water. And say, I love you. Look at each other.
I love you.
Know when I told them to love each other, they were like afraid. One more time.
I love you.
Isn't that powerful? That is the power of we. Don't forget that word. Go home and write it on your legal pads. Go home and put it on your refrigerator door. We. Now. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to inhale God and exhale fear. And every time you think something out there is trying to take your freedom away from you, and you feel a little angst and you feel a little anxiety, what you do is you inhale God and you exhale fear. And you grab it and you just push it to the side. And you go out there and you fight for your family. You fight for your faith. You fight for this country. You fight for these children. You fight for the very essence of what it means to be a human being. We are human beings. We are not animals. We are not animals. And guess what? Stop worrying about your government. They abandoned you. Take back your government. Take back your power. Stop wondering if somebody's going to come out of the sky and rescue you. You have to rescue yourself. You have to do the work. Now, God did all of this magnificent stuff. Look at this. And you guys are afraid? Now, the third thing I want you to do is I want you to hug each other. Right now. I mean, really hug each other.
Everybody with a camera.
Are y'all afraid to hug each other? Are y'all afraid to hug each other? I love it. This is beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Now, isn't it great that you guys have reclaimed your territory? Portland will never be the same after today, because all of you should be marching down these streets. All of you should be finding your God courage. All of you should be inhaling and exhaling fear. All of you have to do it. You have to go out there and reclaim your territory. This is your state, right?
Yeah.
This is your home, right?
Yeah.
Then take it back.
As I rhyme it, you don't need to sell your soul to live your dreams. This comet is as real as it seems. You don't need to dig a hole to plant a seed. You can reinvent the wheel if you believe. You don't need to sell your soul to live your dreams. This comet is as real as it seems. You don't need to dig a hole to plant a seed. You can reinvent the wheel if you
believe. Dr. Paul here. Doctorsandscience.com is where you go to get access to my exclusive members-only section. This is how you, the viewers, support our work. We have no sponsors. We are fully supported by you, our viewers. What do you get in the members section? It's quite a list. You get access to a couple of my ebooks. The first one is the authoritative reference list for my Vaccine Friendly Plan book. I also have written a book, very extensive, called Everyday Health, that covers pretty much what I think you should be doing if you want to live a healthy life in this world today. But there is so much more. Join me monthly for a live Q&A. Submit your questions online. Make sure you get them answered. That is my intention for you. It's a time for us to interact. In addition to this, you get transcripts of every show. We have other bonus content. And I think one of the huge bonus content pieces is the PowerPoints of the talks I'm giving as I travel around the country. People are always asking me, how can we get those PowerPoints? This is how you do it. Head on over to doctorsandscience.com and become a member and join the team of Against the Wind. Help me spread the truth and share this on social media and with your friends at doctorsandscience.com. I look forward to running with you against the wind. Go to our website, doctorsandscience.com, sign up, donate if you can, and let's make this the weekly show the nation's been waiting for. I'm Dr. Paul.